This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Where's my wood, John? Where's my wood?
What, John?
So it's like a sweet potato pie, except without the crust.
Why is it called sweet potato poo?
Because that's what my mother told us it
and
was.
And mommy says that's what it's called.
And so there you have it.
Rat Bauer!
What's going on?
I don't know.
Then the Bonus Rewards program kicks in.
Oh, thank you.
I always look at yours and I kind of chuckle at how small it is. That was me talking to Souk about his penis.
It happens.
That was actually you talking to me about my mask.
Oh, your mask?
Yeah, you said the mask looks small on my face because I have a giant head.
Yeah, that's
a big face.
Not all COVID masks are created equal, and I ran into that too where sometimes you just bought a mask sight unseen, you ordered one, and then it looked like you had like a little thimble across your face.
There are people that wore masks quite well.
Yeah.
Like, you'd ever see that guy who, or gal who'd have it on and it would just look good on them?
Sure. I know some people that
How do they do that?
I know some people are sticking with it. They like
fashion
not,
statement?
Yeah, they like not having to wear makeup or they like, you know, it's just... They
I just wear those...
The anonymous kind of nature of it.
I wear those blue hospital
masks. Just the regular ones?
Yeah.
I keep one in my car just in case, because every now and then, I'll stumble across a business and they'll have the thing on the door, and then you feel like an ass if you, you know,
gotta have one.
You don't have one, but I hope that we're done. Knock on wood. I hope we're done with the whole mask thing. The whole nickname controversy, though. Like, I posed the question: if you were at a shindig and you ran into The Rock, like he's The Rock. What would you call him?
Dwayne.
You would go Dwayne.
I would call him whatever he introduced himself as.
That's what we just said.
That's a cop-out.
That's what I said, but you're saying
you have to,
I'm going up to him,
yes.
And he is not going to... So introduce I wouldn't him. Say anything until he said something.
Yeah, I wouldn't say, hey, The Rock, or hey, Dwayne. I would say,
that's
hey, man, I love your stuff. Good to meet you.
That is a cop-out. You are being forced to address...
Right. But I'm guessing what's going to happen
The Rock.
Is he is not... He's not going to say something. He's not going to tell me his name because he knows that I know who he is.
Yes, he's The Rock.
So he's not going to say, hey, nice to meet you. I'm Dwayne. If he does,
it's
Dwayne.
That. You've got to make
so
a choice.
So if he doesn't and I have to make a choice, I call him Dwayne. His name is Dwayne.
I think
not Dame, not Souk, not The Rock. It's Dwayne.
I think I would also do that, but only because calling him The Rock is awkward. The Rock.
Wait, I think you just call him Rock. What's up, Rock?
No.
I've heard many people go with DJ as well for Dwayne Johnson.
DJ.
A lot of people. Emily Blunt, who I love,
by the way.
Well,
she knows him, though.
Yeah, she calls him in all the interviews. She calls him DJ.
Well, but you're not Emily Blunt.
You don't have a personal relationship with him.
Exactly.
As much as you may want to.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I'd love to hang out with The Rock, or in this case, Dwayne.
Well, what's interesting is, so most of us around here call you Souk.
Yes.
But Patrick, when he was introduced to you way back in the day, you introduced yourself as, hi, I'm Jason.
I always do.
So he calls you Jason, even though we all call you Sook because it's just your nickname.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just what some people do.
Well, Patrick doesn't like Pat.
He hates it.
Yeah,
he really hates it. So, and he's a good example of, you know, just you got to have respect for people. Like, I didn't know that he didn't like Pat, but I called him Pat one time, and he was like, hey, whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's Patrick.
And so I was like, oh, well, okay. I mean, I don't want to piss him off. Yeah. Like, if he doesn't really, I mean, I don't get why he doesn't like it, but if he doesn't like it, that's cool. I now call him only Patrick. So if that's why it's a good rule of thumb that if he introduces himself as Patrick, do not call him Pat. Call him Patrick. He did that for a reason.
Yeah. Well, would you go Mr. Johnson then with The Rock?
That's too much.
Because this guy says right here, this is the key to this. He's about to get hit by a car, and you got to call out his name.
Dwayne!
And then he doesn't turn around because he's used to no one calling him Dwayne, and now you're responsible for The Rock.
So that's,
instead, you come out with a concerned moan.
That split second, he's
you're
like,
about
oh,
to
wait,
be struck
that's
by
me.
A vehicle.
I don't know. I'd be interested to know how many, like, I would guess the vast majority of people call Damian Lillard Dame. The vast majority of people that run into The Rock just call him Rock.
A lot of people call him, that was weird inflection. A lot of people call me Rop.
Yes.
A lot of people call me Lynch.
If I don't know them, yeah. Which I'm okay with.
I don't care.
But I don't think I do that to other people. I don't, I'm going to have to start paying attention to this a little closer.
See what you do.
But I don't think that I do that. I think I just try to stay formal until I'm cool enough with them that I can call them, you know,
yeah, whatever
derogatory names, you know.
I never call you Isaac. I think it would be kind of
you're
weird.
It's Rop.
Always Rop.
It's Sook. I call you Sook. Yeah. You call me Rop. And we call him.
Well, lots of things, but.
Many things.
Yeah.
I'm a man of many names.
I just say Mike.
You also say Lynch.
I feel like I call you Mike 99% of the time. It's just, I don't know.
Michael.
Yeah, it's Mike, the great Mike Lynch.
That is your go-to, yes.
What if you called him Mr. The Rock? Hello, Mr. The Rock.
Well, I should be calling him
Beefsteak.
Give
me hot milk. Give me cookies.
You should be calling him what?
Why did you play that?
Because it's Mike. I just wanted a reason to play it. Shut up, Mike. Lynch. Bitch. All right, where were we? You've derailed us again.
I'm hurt.
God.
It happens. It's not like we had anything pressing to
That's
get to.
That's totally true.
Like we're solving the climate crisis or whatever. those Fox 12 like news stories. Is something in your house about to kill you right now? Tune in an hour and we'll tell you what it is. It's not that. We ever had like a breaking news club story that we have to get to?
Well, there are some
society hangs on it.
Well, there are some things that happen that we need to talk about.
What if you call him Mr. Dwayne?
I think that's weird. Mr. Dwayne? Mr. Mike? Sounds like you're a male stripper, like you're going to be dancing at Silverado's on the weekend.
My dad calls me Mr. Mike.
Does he really?
Sometimes, yeah.
Welcome to the stage, Mr. Mike.
See, like some things.
He doesn't use that inflection because I'm not a stripper, but he's also my father.
Man, we don't know that you're not stripping. I don't know what you do on the weekends. You do have the nickname of Beefsteak.
So some things we must talk about.
Yes.
Like, for example, when things are teed up for us, like when Shane the Ticket Guy texted me again today, another story.
Shane the Ticket Guy is master of the random story.
Yeah, he finds things that, and oftentimes I don't see them. I did not see this one.
No, this was new to me, too.
In my award-winning show prep. But he is, I think he's looking out for Frank. He wants to make sure Frank gets uncomfortable.
Frank and his the daily penis story.
X-rated adult toy making fun of Bezos rocket ship garners cheeky response from Elon Musk.
Yeah, that is right up our alley.
So there is an adult company that is launching a line of rocket-themed Dedos. After Bezos' space dong took flight the other day.
The space ween.
Yeah. So I thought that was important to discuss.
Is anyone...
I'm sorry, what? Is anyone buying that?
I'm trying to think of the appropriate way to phrase that. When buying said Dedo, What goes into that purchase?
What do you mean? Probably.
Are you buying it because of whimsy or their reviews? Is one better? That is an unfamiliar territory for me on what you're buying. So is that just being bought out of whimsy? Or what would cause someone to then go and buy that one? Like, you're shopping for one of those. You're like, oh, that's great. The Bezos. Oh, I got to go ahead and buy that. Because they're not cheap. Those things are kind of spendy. I've seen those ads.
Hmm.
And are you buying one of those and then, like, giving it to someone, like, as a gift?
I mean, is it the same as, like, getting little designs on your strap? I mean, your leather? You know?
Well, no, because that's a design. I would assume that this is a functionality.
Like little roses?
That this is actually the shape. We've gone into an area now that Frank is going to be very, very uncomfortable with.
Well, when you go into the adult superstore, when the ladies go into the adult superstore and they're looking at all the Dedos,
mm-hmm.
I can't imagine what on earth they, goes through their mind, like,
yeah,
how they pick.
Selection process.
So you're like, oh, this is a rocket ship. Great.
You got to get that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I went into there once.
Maybe we need some female people to text us.
Yeah, we need the ladies. And I'm always fascinated because I've been in with the significant other a time or two into a place like that. And the store clerks there, it's such an interesting interaction.
Are they helpful?
They are very helpful, but it is quite...
They're excited, aren't they?
They are very...
They're like, oh,
yes. They're like
you
the
have
most,
questions.
They're the most friendly, helpful people, but it's such a weird experience.
Not to them.
No, to them it's old hat. I mean, we're all dirty pervs. We're all in there, but there's an element of they're like, hey, what are you guys looking for? And you're like, well,
I bet
you anything in a Bezos rocket ship.
Those people have tails.
Oh, have to be, right?
Big time tails. I don't know how that adult superstore, that one right there on 99W, right on I-5.
Yeah.
How does that stay open?
I don't know.
Is that open?
I'm convinced that every one of those, it's like that old dirty Chinese restaurant where you never see anyone go in. It's got to be like a front for something.
Right.
I was taking my kid to the driving class. You do the DMV test or whatever.
You were taking your kid to Fantasy Video?
Yeah. And there's
pit stop.
There's one right off of like 501 in Vancouver, like runs through like Battleground Brush Prairie, right by like Prairie High School. And right as you're like making that interchange off the highway, there's a store. It's called Private Lives. It has been there
sensual
since I was like in the sixth since I was in the sixth grade. It's in an old crappy strip mall, and it just looks like an old beat up crappy store. But I remember going to football practice like in the seventh grade and being like, oh my God, what is that? I'm like it's the sex shop.
Is the sign pink or purple?
It's like a pinkish red, but it is the exact same shop and it's been there for 30 years. Who on earth is going to Private Lives in like Brush Prairie? And yet it's been open forever.
Well, clearly a lot of people,
yeah,
if it's still surviving.
I think if you could put a sex shop anywhere and I mean, what, you know what I mean? Like, why?
Someone's in right now. 503 and 4th Plane. Sorry. I'm already getting corrected. People are like, oh, yeah, Private Lives. Yeah, it's an institution.
503 and 4th Plane, that's a very busy area.
Yeah, it's like right there.
That's why it's there. Same with the one on I-5 right on 99. Like,
so it's just a convenience thing. You're driving home and be like, you know what I need? I need a rocket ship. Well, Private Lives is right there.
Ah, space dong, turn.
I mean, I guess you could argue you know, instead of buying it online and risking getting something that you don't like, it's all right there in front of you.
Well, and you can see the options.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Get to hands-on sort of. I don't think you can try it out.
You can hold on. You know, if you're like buying lingerie, if you're a female, you can put it up to yourself and see if it looks good or something.
That's funny. Did you see the two people doing it in IKEA? Did you see that?
No.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And one of
they were
the
trying
best,
out
one
the
of the
yeah.
This guy says his current lady friend has like a rewards card thing at their local adult store, know her by name when she walks in.
A rewards card.
Really?
That's great.
There's a frequent shopper's card.
What do they buy? Like,
I think you buy 9 rocket ships and then you get like a rabbit free or something. I don't know how all that works.
I bet you if we went in, I haven't been in one of those stores in years. I bet if I went into one, I'd be blown away by all the gadgets in there.
I would assume
nowadays.
That online...
You'd probably buy something, too.
I probably would have been like, wait, what?
Three of those? One of those? I assume that online, much like porn, I would assume that the internet would have killed all those places by now.
I never see any cars outside that one on 99, and I look.
Well, don't they, like, advertise the parking's in the back so that you don't have to be seen?
They... It's a really hard place to get to, too. That's the other thing. It's like
an awkward...
It's a weird...
Road.
Yeah. I don't...
And there's one down, like, in Eugene. There's, like, a giant, like, Hustler's Superstore, like, on your way down to Eugene off the freeway. Like, you're just driving to Oregon. You're like, well, I gotta, you know, stock up on my porn. Like, I just would assume that all that would have been killed by now, but it's...
Well, I would say that I would be very surprised if people are going to those stores to actually buy videos.
Yeah.
I think it's probably way more for the gadgets.
Yeah, and the leather and the things.
But I would have thought, again, all that stuff, like, well, you got to have those. I mean, who doesn't? But, like, all the Adam and Eve places, like, they run those ads, like, every 4 seconds to, like, order online and discreet shipping. And...
Well, right, but I think it goes back to what I said. I think people want to actually get a hands-on experience.
Nothing like shopping for those things in real life.
Yeah, there is somebody who's...
See the vibration strength and...
My buddy owns a sex store and makes money like crazy. A lot of it is on the booths. Ugh.
Oh, really? Oh,
they have those in there?
Oh, that makes me really sad.
I didn't know that. I didn't. I mean,
that's still a thing?
I guess.
Again, I
would
have
thought. That's a weird one. Like, why
just,
would you?
Just donating sperm here.
What? Oh, gross. Why would you go in there to do?
Is there, now, again, I'm asking.
To do that.
Is there live things?
And you got to pay
is
for
that
it.
What the,
no.
Is it just,
that's what the G-spot's for, right?
What is happening?
Well, okay, so those ones... We've talked about this before. Do you not remember what those are?
Yes, I know
those are weird. Because in Oregon, that threw me for... I was like, what are these places? They're different than strip clubs.
Yeah,
that's the place that's off Barber.
It's like lingerie.
And Multnomah. Bottom.
Yeah, and basically, they're not strip clubs, but what happens is... Because a buddy of mine and I finally broke down after a bunch of drinks one night. We're like, we're going in, and I don't care. I need to know what happens in there. And this was years and years and years ago. But what happens is they do their dancing.
Yeah, and you do your thing.
And you can do your thing.
Yeah.
Unlike in a strip club. But it's usually not...
Like you're in separate rooms or something, right?
No.
No?
No, no, no.
Like
no.
Across the room, there's like social distancing.
Well, there can be, but you can
pay
for less social distancing.
Mutual, you know what?
Yeah, and I'm sure it leads to all kinds of things.
Mutual combat.
We got out of there pretty quick.
Picturing shots of things.
So, is that what?
Pew pew pew.
Like, is that? Oh.
What was that?
It's a hammer.
Oh. It wasn't really a hammer. It sounded like a knock on the back door. Run!
It's the cops. Run!
Should I let him in?
Well.
Yeah, so that's, you know, if you want to go to those. One of the places over by my old place is now a key shop. But it used to have nefarious activities like this.
Just go down.
And the girls would hang out in the front, and then you'd walk in, and they'd be like, oh, God. Like, they would look, they'd just be like, oh, Jesus. And then they'd charge you exorbitant rates.
Sure.
And if you wanted to pay that, you could go in the back and, you know.
Unlock some keys.
Yeah. I think that's...
get your keys checked.
I think basically that's now just 82nd Avenue.
Right. But that's a weird... That, to me, is unusual because... We didn't have that in my state growing up. The states that I've lived in, we did not. That's a weird one.
Well, welcome to Oregon.
It was just strip clubs.
Yeah.
I was blown away in Oregon that they don't wear any clothes in the strip clubs. Like, at all.
Yeah.
You know, that when I first learned that, it was like,
Rob,
this place
just,
is heaven.
Rob was just a naive Kansas boy.
I was. I'll never forget
it. Into the big city.
You know, that is not far from the truth. Let me tell you something. The first strip club I went into here was Jiggles. And I saw something that I have not unseen.
That's a juice 30
bar. 30 years later.
A juice bar.
I went into Jiggles. It was something.
This is Frank's new favorite segment, by the way.
What's up, Frank?
I would just like to say the greatest experience I've ever had at a strip club was with Isaac Ropp in Los Angeles, California. We went in, and after like three songs, no clothes had come off. and Isaac Ropp literally asked the gal as she came over, and a direct quote, "I don't mean to be rude, but when do you get naked? I about threw up my drink. I was in tears."
And did she say never?
Yeah. Well, it was in L.A.
You can't have.
You had to have one or the other, yeah. Booze or boobs. And this had a bar. I didn't know that.
That's the greatest. He's like, he raised his hand like he was asking a question. Excuse me? Me to be rude.
Yeah, could you take your top off at all? If you'd like my money. I know, this is terrible. Aren't sex, strip clubs terrible? They're so sexist.
They really are.
They're awful. I can't believe that was a part of my life.
No.
I'm better now.
Yeah.
I'm reformed.
Reformed.
All right, we got a break. Something's coming up next. 626 on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A Fan.
Double Sun Power! I was just reading that Jay-Z and Beyonce have a house in New Orleans.
But they have a house a lot of places. Aren't they worth like $1 billion apiece?
I don't know, but they're worth a lot. It's actually a mansion. And somebody set it on fire, or there was a fire in it.
Oh, that's not good.
And they said it took 22 firefighters to kill the blaze. They weren't there or anything. But there's photos of it. Dude, that house, I mean, it looks like a Mormon temple.
Really?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Well,
looks like a church.
Can I tell you that if you've got an underrated place, like if you're a celebrity... An underrated place to have a mansion, I think, would be New Orleans.
Yes.
Because like, you get New York, L.A., you know, that's kind of the standard fare. But, boy, if you got a lot of cake, I'll bet you New Orleans would be an amazing place. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Look at that thing.
Yeah,
that's
it's
like
a
an
house. Old Gothic cathedral.
Yeah.
It looks like it's all made of, like stone.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, some of that New Orleans, like, that style down there is gorgeous.
Yeah, and they're all just right there on the street, you know, like.
Yeah. Yeah. Together, they're worth almost $2 billion, I believe.
Aw. By the way, on the temple front, yo.
Yeah.
I was reading that the Washington one, they're opening a new one in D.C., a big, nice new Mormon temple.
Yeah, they
must have some money over there.
Speaking of billions... I want to say it was Time or whatever. They did an expose a while back on the church, and the church wasn't happy about it because, you know, they are always asking for money. But
do you still give them 10%?
No. No, it's, and I never really did. I was that guy. They guilt you about it, but whatever. They didn't need my money. That, I'll look it up, but the...
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
I think it was... It wasn't in the millions. It was billions upon billions of dollars that that organization is worth. They've got money.
So they, there's a big one outside of Washington, D.C., big temple.
Yeah.
And they say that it will open for the first time since 1974.
No. Oh, okay.
They're going to open it to the public because they're remodeling it, renovating it, and improving it.
Yeah, whenever they... I didn't know about the remodel. Whenever they build new ones, like the one in Lake O here, is it's been there forever.
Yeah, on the freeway there?
Yeah. When they open those up, they do give, it's not the whole thing, but they give you, they give the public like tours.
Why won't they show us the whole thing?
I don't know.
What are they hiding?
Yeah. Look, if there was something cool going down in there, it wasn't me that was going to find it. I'm not allowed anywhere near it now, but... I've been into a couple of them, and they're just, I don't think there's anything, I never saw anything particularly weird or, like, cool. They're really nice. But I think if you went, you would be disappointed.
Why are they so secretive about it, though? I'd be disappointed?
Yeah. Like, I think there's this idea, by the way, it's over $100 billion.
Jesus.
Yeah. That church is worth the Mormon church has amassed over $100 billion in assets. And it was the best kept secret in the investment world.
Where do they, what do they own a bunch of real estate?
Yeah,
like, what do they do
they
with
own
their
everything.
Monies?
They own everything.
Is it a bunch of land?
They own land. They own a bunch of farms. They own, there were like Deseret Industries. It's like their own Goodwill. They own beef, cattle farms. They own everything.
I'm going to look that up.
I mean, they're worth $100 billion. The Wall Street Journal had the article from, this one's from 2020.
Yeah, they have over over 1 million acres in continental America.
Yeah, dude, they own...
ranches, orchards.
They own so much stuff, it's ridiculous.
Did you get a cut of that?
I did not. And remember, that stuff's tax-free.
Yeah, baby, because it's a church.
Yeah. God. I'm telling you, I need to start my own church. But I'm saying, I've had people ask me that, because I haven't been in... like a bunch of temples, but I was allowed in them for a brief period. There was like a 2-year window where I was able to go in there. And like everyone's always like, oh, what's in there? It's not that cool. It's just like a...
Really?
No. It's a church.
What do they do with all the blood?
Didn't get to see that part. There's fountains. There's like where you get like baptized.
Gotta have a fountain.
Yeah, gotta have a fountain.
Businesses owned by Latter-day Saints and the church. JetBlue Airways.
Okay.
Black & Decker.
I didn't know they owned Black & Decker.
SkyWest Airlines. Marriott Hotels.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, he was a Mormon.
He's a Mormon.
City Creek Center.
I think that's a big shopping
expensive
thing.
Malls.
Yeah, it's a bunch of malls and... all around.
Deseret News, obvi.
Yeah, so anything with Deseret is there. And they like do a bunch of like generic food products too.
I saw a place called Deseret Books today.
Yeah, that's a...
it's a religious bookstore.
Yeah, yeah.
Here in Portland?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of those.
It is over by where the church was. I was getting gas over by I-5 on the Cruz Avenue exit, the Shell station there. And it was right over there.
Oh, you could have gone to Chevy's.
Suppose I could have.
I think Chevy's is closed.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think
there's a Chevy's right there.
I don't think any of the... I think Chevy's is gone.
Like, oh.
Like, it's there, but
you
I think...
you couldn't have gone to Chevy's.
Yeah, all I saw was the Deseret Book Place, and I was like, what is that? And I looked it up.
They own a bunch of broadcasting and media.
I guess there was an Olive Garden.
As
there,
you know.
I never stepped foot in.
Yeah, Olive Garden. There's an Applebee's over there, too. They have a bunch of media, radio stations... to disseminate their drivel.
They own
and then
much.
Here's their real estate. They've got a list of their real estate holdings, and it's lengthy.
Yeah, that's why
a lot in Hawaii.
I could never really get behind giving them money because, well,
they've got plenty.
You have all of it. Why do you need my money? You have all the money. And then at the end of the year, it never really worked with me, but at the end of the year, you have to go meet with someone, and then they tell you that it's like to settle up your bill. I swear, at the end of the year, you go in there and they sit down with you and they want you to, I forget what it's called. It's like a settlement. It's like a tithing settlement where you get guilted into like, did you give all that you should have given? And if you didn't, just give us one big lump sum now.
Boy, religion.
Yeah, religion. I have no comments on that. I can tell you the Mormon Church, do you want to know their largest holdings in the stock market?
Sure.
Because I know their broker.
Yeah.
He texts me.
I'm guessing it's probably good to know him. They're pretty successful investors.
Stunningly, it is Microsoft 1, Apple 2, Google 3, Amazon 4, and Intel 5.
It's good to be a church.
Probably got in on the ground floor for a lot of those, huh?
It's not rocket science.
Dude, there's a lot of smart people and a lot of really successful people high up in that organization. If you, that's the other thing you'll figure out is the higher you go, it's not a lot of like hourly employees that get those high positions. It's usually a lot of very, very smart, high income people that end up being, you know, pretty high up.
Oh, high income people, you say?
Yeah.
Why'd you say it that way?
Well, what, like you, I should probably recuse myself.
Yeah, I don't comment on this.
Just a little snark, that's all.
All I know is my brief little snippet. There's some very nice people.
Yeah, there are. I met a lot of Mormons.
Some of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
They really are. They really are. And then they'll just talk massive crap behind your back. That's what the Mormies do.
Only if you're me.
That's what all people do, though, right? Like, it's all human beings.
Yeah, just insult people to their face. It's way better.
Okay, guys. We got to go. Next is a bonus club segment. But here's Mike with SportsCenter.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right. Well, your brother's coming up next. So.
You can ask him.
Ask him what?
He would know much more about the,
the church.
Yeah, than
the
I
church.
Would.
He's a church going fellow, that
he
guy.
He is.
Does he go every Sunday?
I don't know.
To church?
I think so. I don't
with
know.
The kids.
Now with COVID and stuff, I don't, you know.
God.
I don't know.
I'll never forget going to church as a kid. So awful.
Big fan, were you?
Well, I loved the smell of it.
Smell of church?
Yeah, the smell of church was amazing. Like the coffee and then just the church smell, you know?
Yeah, so we didn't even get that. We couldn't have coffee.
And we'd go into the sermon, and we'd have to sit there through the boring-ass sermon. And then we'd go into the common area, and then everybody would have coffee or pastries or, you know, like juice. And everybody would talk, and I would stand there and wait for my dad and mom to finish up, and then we'd go home and watch sports.
That would be the exact same thing for me going to temple.
That's what it was.
Is we would have the service, and then we would go out to this meeting area, and there would always be pastries.
Yeah.
And like desserts and drinks. And it was like you would just go talk to people who were in the congregation.
Community.
And eat.
That sounds way better.
Community. Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing it wasn't that bad, but I was just, as a kid, I just didn't care. And I didn't know any of those adults.
Yeah.
You know? So I didn't want to talk to them. I was just a stupid kid. They didn't want to talk to me. I just wanted to get home and watch my Royals.
I was always jealous when I would drive by on Sundays and we'd see other churches and guys were like coming in flip-flops and shorts and we had to be dressed up in the Sunday best.
Yeah, that's the other thing is, yeah, you had to dress up.
Like, damn it.
I don't want to wear these pants. And then you'd go to Sunday school. Did you ever go to Sunday school?
I taught Sunday school at one point.
I bet you did.
Yep. Just me giving the word of the Lord. And mine. It was mixed in there.
Here's Deal. He says he is a churchgoer, but what a waste of property. You use it once a week for like 3 hours. It's so true if you think about it. These big, nice places just sit there.
I just like that. I want to start my own just because that whole tax exempt thing. That's the one I have a hard time with, is like the Joel Olsteins and like who's the COVID. What is that doucher's name?
What?
Kenneth Copeland.
Oh.
Like that dude. Hundreds of millions of dollars. Didn't have to pay a dime on any of it for taxes. And none of that is going for anything remotely worthwhile. Guy's living like in a million, you know, or actually a multi-million dollar home. And he's like, well, I need this tax-free in order to better spread the word.
God right. told me I need this house.
Exactly.
Let's talk church with John.
I don't think you want to do that.
Oh, next on The Fan.
Everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Big Bad John.
All right. A few minutes left here with Big Bad John. Nobody. Hello.
Can you feel it?
What, church?
The excitement and the terror right now. I'm standing on the precipice of excitement and terror. We are about to embark on the biggest Mariner homestand legitimately in the last four seasons.
Ooh, I
don't feel it.
Yeah, I'm not. Is there a sense of urgency?
Yes. Then you should be paying attention. Not only is this a legitimate homestand, this will shape the future of this Mariner team and perhaps the foreseeable future, because believe it or not, gentlemen, they're in contention right now. And the next seven games at home, we have four against Oakland and three against the Astros. And if they play well, and I'm talking like, you know, 4-3, 5-2 maybe, then I think the Mariners are going to be buyers at the deadline and make a run at this. Or if they Mariner themselves and go 1-6, then I think they're going to sell. They'll sell Haniger and some other pieces, and we're right back into the toilet for another year like we normally are. So this is huge. A huge series with Oakland starts tonight, and I'm excited and terrified.
I know you are, but you said they're in contention. Contention for what, John? Making the postseason?
Wild card. They're three games up behind Oakland.
Yeah,
right now.
But that's like being the eighth seed in the NBA playoffs. You
not when you haven't been there in 20 years, Big Sook.
So will you count it if they get into the one game wild card thing? Does that count as
that,
a playoff appearance?
Absolutely, it does. It's not what I want to have happen, but it breaks the streak. Yeah. And I can stop listening to people say, oh, the Mariners haven't been in the playoffs for 20 years. Hey, well, we have.
Okay, so are they actually any good? Like, come on. I was just looking at their run differentials.
It's not good.
They're terrible.
No, their run differential is bad, but they're finding a way to win. They're one of. There's only nine teams in baseball with 50 wins, and the Mariners are one of them. So they're
only
legitimately nine. In contention. They're a sneaky good little team.
Okay, so sneaky good.
John, you're making the argument they're one of the nine best teams in. Come on, nine?
How many teams make the playoffs, dummy? You only have to be in the top nine.
I'm one of the top three hosts here on the show.
We're right here.
You said
we're right here. Look, nobody says they're going to win the World Series, but that's not what this year is about.
I'm excited for you. You know what? I'm going to.
It's about taking a step forward.
Yes,
and we will
let's
see,
go.
Talking to your doctor
see if
about
that
your.
That happens in the next seven games.
Yeah, I didn't feel it at first. I feel it now. There is a sense of urgency in your voice. This is exciting, and it's August. Wait, it's July.
Yes.
Not quite August, but. You have been this excited this late in the season in a while, and so I'm happy for you. And I
go
hope
John,
that they
go Mariners.
Split the seven.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. I appreciate you being on board. Big Soup, nobody likes you.
I just
right.
said go John, have, go Mariners.
Have a good night. Bye.
You
Bye.
Didn't mean it. Love go you. Mariners.
Jesus.
Go Mariners.
Next week he's
going to
be very
go
depressed.
Is he gone yet?
Yes.
Hey, is Nemec coming up next?
He's a little sick.
He's what?
He's a little sick.
He's got the COVID?
He doesn't have the COVID, but he's got a little sicky poops.
He's got a sicky poops.
Oh, boy.
Been
got
there.
The, got the trots.
All right, we're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 in the Fink.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.